This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hagiani. The winter session of parliament began today with 15 sittings scheduled over 19 days. Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition protests over issues including the special intensive revision of electoral rules. Amid ruckus, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 to levy excise duty on tobacco products and the Health Security and National Security Cess Bill 2025 to impose cess on goods such as pan masala. Earlier, Speaker Om Birla paid tributes to departed leaders. In Rajya Sabha, three members from Jammu and Kashmir took oath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, calling his rise a reflection of India's democratic strength. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the winter session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. Addressing the media ahead of the winter session of parliament, Modi said, India's economic rise today is reaching remarkable heights. He said this momentum gives renewed confidence to India to be on the path towards becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister urged all parties that the winter session should not become a battleground for frustration born out of defeat, nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory. Ahead of the local body elections, more than 71% of the 8,182 Gram Panchayat constituencies and around 24% of the 245 Zilla Parishad constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh have been won uncontested, according to the State Election Commission. State Election Commission Secretary Taru Talo said 5,857 Gram Panchayat seats recorded a single nomination, leaving no contest. The ruling BJP won 62 seats unopposed, including 4 Itanagar Municipal Corporation wards and 58 Zilla Parishad seats, while the NPP secured 1 Zilla Parishad seat uncontested. The commission said out of the total Gram Panchayat seats, 13 constituencies received no nominations, and in 14 constituencies, all nominations were rejected during scrutiny. The remaining seats will go to polls on December 15, with counting scheduled for December 20. Vacant seats will be filled through by-elections later. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the people of Arunachal Pradesh have delivered a sweeping verdict even before polling for the Panchayati Raj institutions by electing a large number of BJP candidates unopposed. A meeting cum briefing for contesting candidates, election agents and political party representatives for the upcoming Panchayat elections 2025 was held at the Tawang DC Office Conference Hall. Chairing the session, DC cum District Election Officer Namgyal Angmo urged strict adherence to election do's and don'ts, maintaining peace and cooperation for free and fair polls. SP Dr. D.W. Thongon briefed attendees on the model code of conduct, while officials explained restrictions, ballot marking, including first-time nota for ZPM polls, sealing and counting procedures. Indigenous Faith Day was celebrated today with devotion and cultural pride across Arunachal Pradesh, reflecting the rich spiritual heritage of the state's indigenous communities. In Khonsa, the program at Khatak Rang Rangsom was graced by Khonsa West MLA Chakat Abu and DC Lei Bagra. Elders performed the sacred Rangtam ritual, while speakers including IFC SAP leaders highlighted the importance of preserving traditions, promoting mother tongue education through gurukuls and safeguarding ancestral customs. In Dapurijo, the 26th Indigenous Faith Day was marked at the Indigenous Ground with MLA Tanya Soki gracing the occasion as chief guest. Arunachal Pradesh's literacy rate is rising rapidly, and the Chief Minister Pema Khandu's leadership, said Law, Legislative and Justice Minister Kento Jini. He was addressing the Silver Jubilee celebration of the Old Kombo Welfare and Development Society at Government Secondary School Kombo in West Siang District on Sunday. He urged the youth to focus on education and assured that development of Kombo would remain a priority. Ramakrishna Mission, Narottam Nagar, in collaboration with SPIC, Mackay, Arunachal Chapter, SRF Foundation and the Department of Education, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, successfully conducted a 5-day workshop on Dhrupad and Satriya Nritya from November 26 to 30. The Dhrupad sessions were led by Padma Shri awardee Ustad Wasif Uddin Dagar, while the Satriya workshop was conducted by Usha Rani Baishya, Ustad Bismillah Khan Yuva Puraskar awardee. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.